Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent, joining us live. Hope you had a good long weekend, Aaron. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing okay. You're the first person who's asked this morning and meant it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
J-Dog's just been yelling at me all morning. No, I'm kidding. Well, I was just talking about email servers. Internet, what do you have for us this morning, Aaron?
Yes. So it's actually really disproportionately priced depending on where you are. And people in states with lower incomes, they actually face higher broadband charges and prices than places with higher incomes. So, example, in 10 states where the median household income falls below $70,000, the low-priced plans, they're less available, and they're actually half the population that doesn't have access to them. Meanwhile, if you look at a place like Connecticut or Washington, D.C., where the median household income, it sits between $90,000 and $100,000, availability is almost complete. Almost everyone has access to it. Actually, in New Hampshire, 95% of the population has access to high-speed internet. Pretty good throughout all of New England, for that matter, and even in New York, where it's at 90%. But if you go to a place like Montana, you have less than 13% of the population has access. And this is a big problem. And there was actually also a 2022 investigation that found that of more than 800,000 internet providers, they included the big dogs, AT&T, CenturyLink, they routinely charge neighborhoods the same price with drastically different speeds. And this is a problem in inner cities. So the slowest plans across 38 cities were often offered to households in non-white neighborhoods, ones that were historically redlined. So this is kind of a modern-day redlining, just different execution and different logistics.
Yeah, it's interesting, Aaron. I hear more and more friends over, like when you get together on a weekend. I heard some folks this weekend talking about not just internet, but when you bundle in cable or internet services for home entertainment, some of these things can get to be over $300 a month if you put them together or more.
Very quickly. And it's really at a point where the federal government, because internet is not federally regulated. So broadband pricing, it's so regionally and even locally fragmented that you might have these very, very large incumbent providers. They're offering plans to millions of people, and they're offering them at three different price points across the country. And the difference in cost for the same speed, it's not only the unevenness in broadband infrastructure. Obviously, in rural areas with less population density, you have less internet access, but also the lack of competition in these lower earning communities. This leads to higher prices. And the Biden administration, they're not naive to this. They actually launched the Broadband Equity Access Deployment Program. They're dedicating $42 billion to help local governments expand high-speed internet. They're doing this through building more infrastructure. They're subsidizing costs for low-income families. And really, we saw in the pandemic, Jack, that schools send kids home with laptops, but then they couldn't get on the internet. So the point was moot. And this really, really highlights the disparity in income. And if we want to perform on a global stage, the kids need the internet, and so do the adults.
All right. Thank you very much. Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.